Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Are you the type of woman right now in your life? I know COVID is around and it has turned some of our lives upside down. But are you sitting there wondering, well, before COVID, pre-COVID, I was wondering why I wasn't an entrepreneur. Why didn't I go after my dreams? A lot of answers, right? I had kids. I got married. Well, today, let's revisit all of those goals, all of those ways that you were going to make yourself amazing. And we are doing it this morning with the founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, a global coaching company. It's Amira Alvarez. Good morning.
Good morning, Fran. So good to be with you here today. Thank you for having me on.
You're the brain surgeon that doesn't go in with a scalpel. Like when it comes to reprogramming us, you go in there and you have a way of shifting our mindset.
Yeah, mindset is so key. Tactical actions, you have to do the alpha game work without a doubt. If you're not thinking well, if you don't know how to think about what's happening in your life, COVID or otherwise, you won't take those next level actions that will really positively affect your life.
You've got a methodology. So let's start with the very beginning. You're doing these workshops. Tell us about yourself. Where did you start off so that you could say, look, ladies, I know what it feels like, and this is how you could become successful.
Started years and years and years ago and on a personal development journey. You know, I was a person who was always looking to better herself. I was always in the self-help section of the bookstore. But what I found was year three of running my own business, I realized that my strategy of just work harder, just put in more hours, keep grinding away at the situation, wasn't enough to really scale my business and really take it to the next level. And I had had good results. I wouldn't diminish the results that I had. You know, I was consistently making more income each year and helping more people at a higher level. And that felt really good. But there weren't enough hours in the day for me to double or triple my income by just doubling or tripling my hours. You know, I was already working 10 or 12 hours a day. You can't double that and still sleep and, you know, have the rest of your life, right? The math doesn't work out. So I had to really go about looking at what successful people did and do and what their strategies are and not just use my way, because my way was only getting me the results that I was getting. It wasn't getting me that next level exponential quantum leap kind of result. And so when I did that and I worked with someone to help me get my mind right, I went from making $148 a year to making $700K in 1 year. I share my numbers because I think people really resonate with actual information and not just glossing over. It's like there was a very significant difference in my results. And I've helped so many women do this where they're just starting off in business. They're not even making as much money as I was making. Now they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling their income. And it's so satisfying to see that if you apply the methodology, if you apply what I teach, you will get the results. That's my story, what I'm here on earth to help people figure out how to do.
You found your mission. I love it. When you say quadruple your income, because many of us have been programmed to think, oh, I just want a 7% raise. I just want a 3%. Am I going to get the 3% raise? Right? We're programmed right. So backwards.
And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Now, if that's all you can imagine, if that's all you can believe, that will be what you get. But if you have someone, if you work with someone who expands your vision, expands what is possible for you, and I hope that me sharing my numbers has expanded what's possible for people. And that works whether you're making $2K a month or making $10K a month or making $50K a month. Like, expand your vision. You must believe initially that it's possible for yourself. And I often tell my clients, if you don't believe, believe in my belief in you. Because I know that this methodology works. I have zero doubt. You're still in the doubt. Have faith in my belief in how this works. and they have excellent results. It's quite amazing.
If you're just not tuning in, we got a new best friend this morning. It's Amira Alvarez. She is the founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman, a global coaching company. And on social media, we can definitely look up Amira. It's A-M-I-R-A, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. All these lovely women. I know that I saw some women in your Facebook group from Nigeria. So you have women all across the map.
We have a real global reach, which I love. I act locally and I act globally. I really want this message to go out to the right women who really want more for themselves and are willing to do the work, right, which is the mindset work and is the tactical work both, to really get to the next level. If you want it, if you truly desire it, it is here for you and it's here for you now, but you have to take that step.
Take it. Get it. You can envision it. You can have it. So what if, you know, we're not born into this wealth, this trust fund, these rich relatives, married into money, all of a sudden you won the lottery, you know, and it's managing your money too, right? Because let's quadruple our income, but let's learn to manage our money as well.
Yeah. I certainly wasn't born into it. I didn't have a money mindset. I didn't have the awareness of how to make as much money as I wanted to make. I had to learn that. And so that's one of the things I really encourage people to understand. It does take growth. You have to be committed to keep growing and keep bettering your best, which means getting the knowledge and the information that you need to get to the next level and not being satisfied with your current results, because if they aren't what you want, there's a way to have what you want. If it's different, you can do it. But you have to learn how to do it. It doesn't happen by magic.
I know I've only got you for about 9 or 10 more minutes. Do you like the phrase next level? Like, ladies, we need to go to the next level. Or do you like scale up? Because both of those are powerful. I'm starting to love the scale up. Looking at some of your information online, scaling up is a good thing.
Yeah. So I love both. I mean, you have to go to the next level of awareness and knowledge in order to know how to think about business, right? You can't stay at the same level that you're at and get the different results. You have to go to the next level to get next level results. So I love that languaging. And that is scaling up. You must scale your knowledge. You must scale your self-worth. You must scale your belief in yourself. You must scale your understanding of how business works. You must scale your self-image, your self-worth, your belief structure, your environment, the people you are in contact with. Who's influencing you? Are you in a powerful environment that's committed to scale, to being in growth? Are you around people who are always saying, tomorrow, the next day, you know, I'll do that later. Maybe I don't need to decide. Maybe I shouldn't spend the time on that. Maybe I shouldn't spend the money on that, right? Slowing down and stopping yourself. It requires really putting yourself on that next level to scale up in all parts of your life.
Scale up. Oh, when you said in all parts of your life, I thought of the man in our life. Or if you're a man, you're listening, it's like the woman in your life, right? We deserve better, but then sometimes we don't even know what we deserve. So when we're starting, you know, this entrepreneur path and we're charging a certain amount of money for what we have, and we're like, I still can't make it. Well, you're not scaling up. So do you teach that methodology as well?
Absolutely. And it goes hand in hand. You have to get the business and the tactical training along with the mindset training. You need both, right? Because if you're just doing the personal growth but you're not taking the action, that's not gonna get you the results. Like, it just won't. So you have to know the process for going to the next level. And the first step in that, Fran, is really claiming your desires and understanding what it is you're going for. Is it what you truly want? And have you named it and claimed it? And most women, most men too, but most women, I work with mostly women, most women make their desires smaller. They've been taught to, like, only go incrementally, only go to a certain level. Don't be so big because you might make other people feel bad. And I have a firm stance. Go for what you want in life. that's how you're going to get there.
Wow. I'm kind of stuck on claim your desires. That's kind of cool. Or how about this, Amira? We are kind of programmed to, like you said, think small and low, but then sometimes we don't even know what we want.
Yeah. That's a real sign that you've been programmed to disempower yourself. If you're saying, I don't know what I want, what do I truly want? You must really take it to the next level.
Wow.
You must really claim what you want. Yeah.
Amira Alvarez is taking us to the next level. You can get on any social media platform and put in Unstoppable Woman, Amira Alvarez. If you look up the hashtag Be Unstoppable, start using that in your post, because that's how we have to be now as women. So Amira, I'm going to be quiet while you talk. Share.
Okay. A few things that I would like people to understand is that they really do have unlimited potential. Every single one of us is born with unlimited potential. And we're born with this spiritual seed, this DNA that says, this is your path towards more life. This is how you need to grow. And if you grow in this direction, you will live out your potential. And if you keep growing in this direction, your potential actually gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right? It's unlimited. You cannot reach your full potential in this lifetime if you keep going in growth. But you want to be in a place of leaving it all on the table, like not having any regret, saying should have, could have, would have, right? Like you want to be unstoppable in your practice of claiming your desires and going for more. So that requires that you keep asking and that you keep claiming your desires and keep going for it. Now, you do have to get help. I didn't do this on my own. That was a myth that I believed for the first 40-something years of my life, that if I didn't do it on my own, I wasn't worthy of the result. And that's a big lie. And I see lots of women doing this. Like, I can't ask for help. You must ask for help. You must get help because you are working at the level of awareness that you're at right now. That's going to give you the results that you have right now. So whatever kind of results you're getting, you're working at that level of awareness. So how do you get to the next level? Well, one way to fast track that is by working with someone who has done what you want to do and knows how to do it already and can shortcut the time it takes. Now, do you still have to do the steps yourself? Yes, but you go in a more direct path and you move through the hiccups, if you will, the blocks that come up so much faster if you are working with someone who actually has gotten the results that you want already, instead of just getting advice from your best friend or from your uncle or from whomever in your life who actually has not done what you want to do. Okay? Here's a great piece of advice. Okay? Make decisions from the place you want to be. Okay? So who is making decisions from the place you want to be? Go find that person. Okay? Go work with that person. You need to move yourself as quickly as you can to that next level. But it requires that you make different decisions. You make different investments in how you spend your time, how you spend your money, right? You're not going to get different results if you don't make different decisions. It's the law of cause and effect.
Okay, W-O-W. Okay, I know it's for the women. I know it's for women, seasoned women. I know it's for younger women. But, oh my goodness, our young girls need to hear that. Because, you know, when we're at that age where we're very impressionable, everybody's putting things in our ear that shouldn't be there, right? You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You take us as adults and say, yes, ladies, you are good enough. You are. I like it. Yes. Okay. Right now, just log on to theunstoppablewoman.com. Theunstoppablewoman.com. There is a podcast right there. Amira has. Amira travels all over the world. I know right now you're doing virtual, but you can still help people virtually. The podcast is Be Unstoppable. And I love the theme song.
Me too. I love that.
Okay, so you have a great team. Shout out to your great team. Shout out to you, and thank you for doing what you do, why you do it, and how you do it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for this opportunity to share it with your audience and bring this message to more people. If your audience wants to learn more, please reach out to me. And the podcast is a place to start.
Right. The podcast is The Unstoppable. The website is theunstoppablewoman.com. There's ways to get in touch with this woman. Thank you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
Francine Marie butters my biscuit with real butter. We're fixing to take a break. What y'all want to talk about next? We'll be right back. You got me laughing.